your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Artlist.io.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max, and sauce is good on food.
Good sauce.
Sauce is good on food.
You see, you always get me, man.
Yeah.
You always get me. I know it's coming, and it's always something random that's actually true.
Yeah. Well, you know, I aim for truth, but usually what happens is a sound comes out of my mouth.
Right.
And then that becomes the first sound of the first word. Yeah. And I need to construct a statement from that.
But sauce is good on food, dude.
Yeah. So I started with os. what am I going to say about sauce? It is good on food.
It is really good on food. This is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
Let's talk about our sponsors real quick before we get into the episode. Our first sponsor is Black Label Supplements. BlackLabelSupplements.com. Go there. If you're on a fitness journey, it's a new year, you're probably doing a workout routine or something like that.
Yeah, this is the time
you need supplements. You need some protein powder. You need some creatine. You need all that good stuff. Black Label Supplements, third-party tested. It's good stuff. I use it myself. BlackLabelSupplements.com. Use code Shane15 at checkout. That's code Shane, S-H-A-Y-N-E, and the number 15. Our other sponsor, Mind Grinder Coffee, we are back. By the time this episode comes out, we should be back.
All right.
We offer whole bean coffee now.
Nice.
Ground coffee and K-cups.
All right.
We kept the prices the same. I was debating if I was going to raise them, but I said not to. I'm going to take 5 minutes. I want to get into this in the episode, but mindgrindercoffee.com. Go there. I think there's still a code. If you buy 2 bags of coffee and use code free shipping, you get free shipping on your coffee.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure all that's up and running by the time this episode comes out. If it's not, it'll be up by the middle of January. Relaunch date.
Oh, relaunch. All right.
I put it for January, around January 15th, around there. So
nice.
I got the coffee in. So yeah, man, that brings me to what I want to talk about. Mindgrindercoffee.com. Anyway, and that brings me to the first thing I want to talk about, because I've been getting asked why I wasn't selling coffee for a couple months.
Right.
And I was going to make a fucking video about it, but I said, you know what? I don't make videos anymore. And you know what? I do everything audio anyway. So I might as well tell the podcast.
Tell the podcast. Yeah.
Tell the podcast. So a couple months back, I started getting these really grandiose ideas of what I wanted to do with the coffee company. Right. If I wanted to do a brick and mortar store, or if I wanted to expand, because I was talking to some people and they're like, dude, you've been in business for like 4 years. And if you haven't expanded, then your company isn't really doing anything. And I thought, fuck, man, I might be behind the eight ball here.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is kind of serious. Maybe what I need to do. And then there's a bunch of stuff going on, and I needed to shut it down for a while to figure out what the fuck I wanted to do with the company. And I started with, I want to do a brick and mortar store, right? That's where I started. I had all these grandiose ideas. I was talking to some people about it, and they're like, yeah, brick and mortar store, that's the way to go. You know, get out of the online field or whatever and get into brick and mortar. And then I started looking at coffee shops and how long they fucking last, and they don't last too.
Not generally, no.
And this area is saturated with coffee shops.
Very much, yes.
I'd have to go somewhere like Turlock or something like that.
You don't want to go to Turlock.
And open up my coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So then I started thinking like, okay, well, what if I did a kiosk kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just have it somewhere where it's like a kiosk, and then I could take, you know, which is a good idea and I still might do, which is I could take it and make it a nonprofit kind of thing and have people with disabilities work there and work behind the counter. That's the kind of idea that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to take a fucking long time because getting a nonprofit takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and then I started doing some more. I was kind of like, and then I took some meetings to talk to some people about investing. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. Like, I really don't.
Right.
Right. And I had to get back to like why I started the coffee company in the beginning. And it's like, I wanted to offer a good coffee to like a working class dude, working class person that could pay $15 or whatever.
Right.
Plus shipping, which would come out to like $20 for a nice size bag of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I wanted to keep it low key and I didn't want to do it as like, I want to take over the coffee world. Right. Right. Don't get all offended, but it's called white labeling. I buy the coffee in bulk from somebody else, mm-hmm. from a coffee company. They know I do it. There's nothing sneaky going on.
Right.
They ship the coffee to me. I put my label on it.
Yeah.
And then I sell it.
Yeah.
I like the original idea I had. I wanted to keep it. I like the fact that the people would be like, I've never heard of that coffee company before, your coffee before, but it's really fucking good. And then they would go tell a friend and then I'd get another customer that way.
Right.
Right. I have some pretty loyal customers that were not too happy that I wasn't delivering coffee, that I didn't have coffee for sale.
The words were spoken.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't want to take up too much time, but in the end, I wanted to get back to the original idea of what I started the coffee company for, and it was just to have like a second income for me, right? And it was just to have like a cool little thing that I could sell to people that I know. I could sell to people that I don't know through the internet and ship out coffee and create word of mouth.
Right.
Right. Because I know the product's good, right?
Right.
Everybody that's tried it loves it, right? That's a fact.
Fact.
I've never had one person say that's gross coffee.
Right.
Or if they have, maybe they did, but they didn't say it to my face.
Right.
But I wanted to get back to that original idea. There's some things that are going to change with it, right? I'm not going to raise my prices. I thought about doing that too. And I'm going to keep the prices the same just because I believe so much in what I'm doing.
Right.
That it's going to pay off.
All right.
Right. Yep. Even if it means I'm losing fucking money for a while, it's fine.
Right.
It's fine. I never really made a profit. I made a little bit of a profit once in that company.
Right.
And it was never about the money for me doing it.
Right.
It's the fact that I like seeing people's reaction when they drink the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I like it when they try the coffee. And I don't want to take it too much time. I've already taken 7 minutes on this. Yeah. So we're going to do that. And I'm going to offer local delivery. If somebody lives locally, there's an option on the website now where they can punch in their address and I could just deliver it to them without them paying shipping or anything.
Nice.
And we could do the Venmo thing still. And yeah, we're going to be back in action. I'm going to keep it on a small one-man show just because I like it like that. And then I don't have to take stupid meetings with people I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't have to listen to people telling me how I need to expand and I don't need to listen to that stuff.
Right.
Because that was the thing is I was listening to these people that were like, you know, oh, if you're not crushing it.
Yeah.
If
you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's never what this was about. It was about, I have this cool product and I want people to spread it word of mouth. And that's the thing that was big to me. It's like, I saw a thing with a video of a guy talking about his supplement company. And in the interview, he said something that I still stick by. And he was like, the interviewing was like, yeah, your company, I know it's been in business for 15 years, but I've never heard of it. And he's like, that's our thing, right? We are a word of mouth company. And we like the fact that we have a small, loyal consumer. We have small, loyal consumers. So that's kind of my thing.
Right.
I'm going to end it on that because I've already been babbling too much about it.
Do it, do it.
And we don't need to talk about business anymore.
All right.
I do want to do this episode about, I talked to you before we started, I want to do 2025 predictions.
Oh, prediction. That's right.
Or ins and outs of 2025.
Ins and outs. What's hot? What's not?
What's hot? What's not? I'm going to start with one and then we could just go back and forth.
All right.
I'm going to do one in and one out.
All right.
Okay. My first in.
Yes.
In 2025.
Yes.
taking it easy.
Taking it easy. I like that.
I don't think people are going to be so serious this year. I think they're tired of it.
Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely right. Every 4 years in this United States of America, people lose their goddamn minds.
Yes.
And we have 3 whole years till that happens again. I think people might take it easy.
Yes. Just relax, man.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
And it's not like you got to give up a bunch. I'm just saying, take it easy, man.
Fucking take it easy.
Don't take what fucking that lady says on the internet so seriously.
Yeah.
Don't take what your buddy said so seriously.
Yeah, you do you, let be, and...
Yeah, you do you, man. Taking it easy is in 2025.
Taking it easy. I like it.
Don't stress.
I'm big on that. All right.
That's the first thing that's in 2025.
All right, excellent.
What do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah.
For something that's in?
Yeah.
Bell bottoms.
You think bell bottoms are coming back?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, are you standing by that one?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I got a feeling.
You got a feeling?
I got a feeling.
Are those silly ass shoes that they used to wear coming back too?
What, like the platforms with the little fish tank inside?
Yeah.
Well, that would be great, but no, I don't think that's going to come back.
You just think bell bottoms are coming back? What about overalls?
Overalls?
Yeah.
Yeah, overalls might come back.
If bell bottoms are coming back.
Bell bottoms are coming back, overalls
would come back.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know, man. You know what would be cool if they came back? Where there's corduroy. I can never say the word right.
Corduroy?
Yeah, bell bottoms. In that tacky-ass fucking tan color.
Fucking straight 70s style?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fucking, yeah. Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't even, it's going to come, but let's hasten it by each going out and getting for ourselves some corduroy bell bottoms.
Well, see, here's the thing. I never liked bell bottoms to begin with.
Tan corduroy bell bottoms.
I won't wear them.
Make them real tight in the groin so that your package is just busting out of them.
But see, if your package has to be busting out of them, you have to wear where they're super tidy whitey short underwear.
Yeah.
So maybe those are coming back in 2025.
Absolutely.
And that's a maybe for me.
All right.
I don't think so.
You could also go commando in them.
You could go commando.
Au naturel.
Au naturel bell bottoms.
Yeah. Bell bottoms.
They came back for a while.
In the 90s.
I actually think, you know what I think is coming back? Because they started making a comeback at the end of 2024.
What?
Or what are they called? The Jankos? Is that what they're called? Those big-ass pants at the bottom? Jankos.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm... I know the word. I just can't think of it.
All right.
They were big in the 90s, like when Limp Bizkit was big. That's the kind of pants they wore.
Okay.
That's the other thing I think is, anyway, we'll get back to what I think is coming in back in 2025, because I got an out for 2025.
Yeah.
These fucking people that walk around fucking grocery stores talking about the bad food that you, all the food that's going to kill you.
The influencers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to hear. I was watching one the other day where this guy was walking around fucking a Whole Foods.
He was fucking a Whole Foods?
He was walking around a Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
He was walking around Whole Foods, and I don't know if he like walks in, if you like walk in there with the shirt on and then you say, start the video, and then you whip your shirt off real quick and then you start grabbing shit and talking about how bad it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works, because I just think it's the silliest thing in the world. Like I would literally fucking start making fun of somebody if I saw that at my grocery store.
So this guy's shirtless?
He's shirtless in a Whole Foods.
In a Whole Foods.
Has an apple, and he's talking about how the wax.
The wax on the apple.
The wax on the apple is going to kill you.
Yeah, okay.
Kill you. Stop eating apples.
Going to kill you dead. I wish it would kill anyone who's walking around shirtless in the fucking produce section of a grocery store.
It gets worse. Like, there's these people that walk around. Oh, here comes the dog barking.
Yeah, she's going to bark. UPS man's coming to deliver
some
shit.
It's our thing. It's our thing in our episodes lately.
It is.
Because I edit out the dog barking, but she's barking.
She is.
It's a new thing we have.
It is what it is. So we're talking about topless motherfuckers in the produce section.
But they don't only go through the produce section, right? They go through all the aisles in the fucking store, and they'll grab some Oreos and be like, do you know that if you eat 6 Oreos, you're just going to be fat?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I ate 6 Oreos when I was 3 years old, and I've continued to eat Oreos ever since.
Oreos are good.
I mean, they're fucking delicious. That said, I could stand to lose a few pounds.
Right.
So maybe he's got something there.
Right. But I think if you're like trying to lose weight, if you're like trying to lose weight or something, you don't seem to need some guy that's in like really good shape walking around a grocery store pointing out the things that you already know are bad for you.
So,
and then at the end, what they do is they're like, if you really want to lose some weight in this year, 2025, click on the link, click on the buy now button, and I'll sell you a program.
Joy of choice. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. He'll sell me a program on how to be some awful motherfucker who walks around a grocery store without his shirt on, just sprinkling armpit hairs on all the vegetables.
Dude, and then there's this other guy. And then there's these guys that talk about how they eat all organic.
Uh-huh.
I only eat grass-fed beef.
Uh-huh.
Three times a day. Some goat hearts. And some chicken feet.
Nice.
That's meal one.
All right, there you go.
Meal two, I might do some pasture-raised eggs. They got to be pasture-raised eggs.
They can't
be organic because Even if they're organic, it still means that they were fucking raised wrong.
Yeah, pooping on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it says pasteurized, that means they had a good life.
All right. Yeah.
And they're $25 at the store right now, but you could afford it.
You can. It's worth it.
It's worth it if it's talking about saving your life.
$25 for half a dozen eggs? Yeah, it's worth it.
If we're talking about saving your life.
Yeah.
So I do that with the little brie cheese, organic brie cheese.
Organic brie.
And some melon. And a little raw organic honey.
Yeah.
That's $85 a bottle.
Yeah. And don't forget that brie. That's raw. That's raw brie.
That's raw brie.
Yeah. I drink milk right out of the cow's teeth.
Yeah.
That's as raw as it gets.
Yeah. These motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These guys. You fucking kill me. And they always have these fucking Australian accents or these fucking New Zealand accents talking about how they eat all organic. And they always look like they're like fucking 25 and they still live at home.
Yeah. Good for them. Or not. I don't know. Fuck these guys.
Yeah.
Just look at me. I'm Australian. I eat organicals.
So I think those two things right there, as far as like your food or whatever, those are going to be out. Like if you want to get in shape, get in shape.
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight, lose weight. But don't listen to these fucks.
Yeah, for real. Especially because if they're walking around grocery stores without a shirt on, there's something fundamentally wrong and indecent about them.
And reading the ingredients of Oreos that we already know are fucking bad.
We already know that there's almost no food in Oreos. It's entirely made of poison, and it's delicious. We know this. Yeah.
And eating three Oreos at the end of your week or whatever is not going to make that big of a difference in the grand scheme of things when you're trying to lose weight.
That's right.
Trust me.
All right.
Trust me. I eat three Oreos.
Every week.
Every week.
Every Saturday at 11:59, I fucking scarf three Oreos.
And then I cry myself to sleep.
And I wake up Sunday morning feeling like a boss.
And then I reset my week. And I cook all my organic food.
Yep.
For the week. And my wife doesn't like the way my poo smell because I eat goat hearts.
You think that would affect your poo, eating goat hearts?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up at this point.
I had a cow heart once.
Uh-huh.
It was like prepared cow heart.
Nice.
It was pretty good, but I couldn't get over the fact that it was cow heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like beef liver. You can't get over that it's beef liver.
I enjoy liver, but yeah, it's hard to, like, when you know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so I got another in.
You got to
go for it.
Wait. Hold on. My time. It's my turn.
Oh, you got an
out? To do an out.
Okay, yeah,
I got an out.
You got an out?
I got
an out.
I got an out. I wanted to have an out. Like, I wanted to, but I.
Come on, you got to have something.
You know what? You're right. I do have something. And you know what?
Something that just chaps your hide.
Absolutely. Here's what's out. Children.
Children.
They're gross. They have sticky hands. They cough and sneeze all over you.
What if you already have kids though? Are you talking about recreating or like?
Look, I am very appreciative, very grateful to the people who choose to have children.
Right.
because somebody is going to have to keep the world running when I'm old and infirm.
Right.
And it's not going to be my kids because I don't have any.
Right.
And I don't plan on having any. That said, children are gross, man. little fucking sociopathic germ factories.
Yeah, we've had this talk before. Yeah, I know how you feel about kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if all kids are out. Maybe not caring for your kid is out. Maybe you should wipe your kid's hands.
Here's what's out. What's out. Is because I guess we need children because children are the future.
Yes, they are.
All right. So not kids. Kids are in.
Kids are in.
But they're not in my house.
They're not in your house. See, there you go.
Yeah.
What's out this year for Max? Let's clarify that. Yep. Is kids in Max's house.
Kids in my house. I recently had three kids stay in my house for 2 nights.
How did you handle that?
Fine, I guess. I guess it was fine.
Did you just go in your little office and play video games?
No, they were barely here. They were only here at night. But one of them decided to have a fucking tantrum at 7 in the morning. And it was. I was trying to sleep in that day.
Nice.
Yeah. It's okay. You know, kids are kids. And like these kids are actually pretty cool. As far as kids go,
right.
These weren't bad kids. Right. These were cool kids who were made by cool people. And I'm grateful that they're going to be keeping society going when I'm old and infirm.
Right.
But I'd rather not have them in my house.
So that's what's out for Max in 2025. No kids in his house.
No kids in my house.
I got another in.
Yeah.
In 2025, I got light pondering.
Light pondering.
Light pondering. Not like heavy duties pondering. Not like, is the world going to end? Or that kind
not,
of. That's
not like, what's the meaning of life?
Not like, what's it like? When's the new season of It's Always Sunny going to come out? That kind of pondering.
Okay, so you're not going to be like reading Aristotle.
No, I'm talking about light pondering.
Light pondering, okay.
Light pondering.
Light pondering.
Like, you know, why is the sky so blue?
I can tell you why the sky's blue.
Well, I know, but I mean, some days it's like really blue.
Days it's bluer than others.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's like light pondering. You could ponder. You could lightly ponder.
You could lightly ponder that.
You could lightly ponder that the sky is an awesome blue.
It's a particularly awesome blue too.
Right.
You could also ponder. I love those days when the sky is that perfect blue.
You could also ponder how Limp Bizkit was making a comeback this year.
That is beyond me.
Yeah. See, but it's a light ponder.
I really thought society, really the human race, we went through a phase and we've grown beyond that.
All that music's making a comeback. Creed, Limp Bizkit, all that shit.
It is so wild how like the 90s is making a comeback and it's doing it in order.
Right.
Right? Like it started with fucking like grunge making a comeback a few years back.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's all coming back in order. And next thing you know, fucking, it's going to be into the like early 2000s and Fall Out Boy's going to be doing a reunion tour.
Fall Out Boy still plays. They still release new music.
That, fuck yeah. Avril.
She still plays.
She just had a tour.
Yeah. All those bands are big. All of a sudden, all those bands are big again for some reason.
Got The Offspring are going on tour.
And they're still, they're pretty, they're not arena big, but they're still like, you know, they could sell out the Warfield.
Fuck yeah, man.
You know what I mean? What does that seat? That's like, what, 2,000 people maybe?
Something like that. I don't know. I would love to see The Offspring at the Warfield. I do not like fucking like stadium shows.
Right. Neither do I.
I don't like them at all. But I
can handle like the Warfield and places like that. Yeah. But I can't handle like a stadium show.
Yeah. Like a good music hall. Absolutely. Yeah. Stadium show. Not so much.
What's my other out? I had another out too.
You had another?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. Here's my another fucking out. Because I was going to mention this last episode.
Yeah.
And I forgot. And somebody made a comment about how I forgot to mention this last episode.
All right.
Fucking cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
Is out in 2025. I don't care how many people tell me it's good. It's fucking gross.
It's good.
I know. People say it's good and you're extra protein.
People don't say it's good. It's genuinely good.
I fucking can't stand the smell. I can't stand the way it looks.
I mean, it's if I will give you this. There is a lot to hate about cottage cheese. It's fucking disgusting. But if you can get past that, it's delightful.
I don't know.
I grew up eating it. So
I did too. And I think that's where I fucking got my distaste for it. Like, I can't eat Top Ramen anymore because I spent a year fucking living on Top Ramen.
Yeah.
Right. Top Ramen's gross to me too.
Yeah. Top Ramen. Yeah. I still could enjoy Top
Ramen. Cottage cheese smells gross to me. Like, I tried this recipe where you mixed the I was making this healthier version of mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, put the cottage cheese in your blender, do all this shit.
Right.
And I did all this shit. Just the fact that there was cottage cheese in this recipe, I fucked it up.
Yeah. Also, if you're applying heat to cottage cheese, if you don't do it perfectly, it can fucking get weird and curdled and there's little rock hard curds and then watery, nasty whey.
There's all these recipes with like cottage cheese in them. And I'm like, dude,
yeah,
it's fucking gnarly.
If cottage cheese is not easy to cook.
Yeah.
But it is delightful.
I don't know. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. And I don't care how many people try to tell me, oh, if you want to get some extra protein in, nope, not going to do it.
I like cottage cheese on a baked potato.
See, I used to, and I can't do it anymore.
And especially like if you have a hot baked potato and you put cold cottage cheese on it.
Yeah.
And you get the mix of the temperatures.
See,
and,
I tried to do it. There was a few months ago where I tried, because I was like, all right, I'm going to try this whole fucking cottage cheese kick, right?
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid that I liked a baked potato with cottage cheese on it.
Yeah.
I was like, and you got your carb there, you got your protein, you know what I mean? Fucking simple, throw a little butter in that shit. You're good to go.
Absolutely.
I fucking ate it. It was good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do something about the cottage cheese. Like, I got instantly sick after I got done eating it.
You might just be like lactose intolerant.
I'm leaning that way.
You're leaning that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't drink too much milk. If I'm drinking some kind of milk, it's usually almond milk. I tend to stay away from like shit that's going to make me like heave or poop or.
No, it's generally a good idea. And most people do this to avoid eating things that make them sick.
But like, I love ice cream.
Yeah.
I especially love like some fucking Ben and Jerry's. Mm-hmm. At like 10 o'clock at night, I like eating a fucking whole tub of Ben and Jerry's.
And
I can't do that anymore. And that sucks.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
But what I found are these healthier, like Halo Top ice cream.
I go through Halo Top.
Yeah. And there's these other things, these Yeso bars that I really like.
All right.
Yeso bars. That's what they're called.
All right.
They have this chocolate mint one. It's like Greek yogurt, frozen Greek yogurt. It's like a popsicle kind of thing. They're fucking delicious.
Here's the thing about Halo Top. So for anybody who's thinking about trying Halo Top, if you have had real ice cream at any point in the last 2 weeks and you try Halo Top,
it's going to be gross.
It's going to be fucking awful.
Yeah.
But if you've gone long enough that your palate has grown completely unaccustomed to ice cream, like ice cream would be novel all over again if you had a little bit, then Halo Top's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, and I don't go out all the time and get ice cream. And when I'm really feeling dangerous, like I know it's going to have an effect on me, but I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get some Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Because they have some shit that's fucking really good.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
And I just get a hankering for Ben and Jerry. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay the price later.
Absolutely.
But I won't do that with cottage cheese.
I get that. Halo Top will give you the runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you eat enough of it, you know what else gives you the runs? Those zero sugar fucking candies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a notorious laxative.
Dude, I ate one of my roommates for Christmas baked these cookies and she's like, oh, I made them healthy for you, Shane. Be nice. She's like, I made them healthy. I made them with these zero sugar chocolate chips. And I was like, oh, cool. That's cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I fucking ate them, dude. I fucking ate like 12 of these fuckers.
Yeah.
They had these little Reese's cups in them.
Yeah.
They were fucking delicious.
Yeah. But those artificial sweeteners are laxatives.
Dude, I was fucking done.
Yeah.
For like 45 minutes on the toilet, dude. I couldn't. Every time I'd get off the toilet, I'd be like, okay, I'm done now. I'm done now. And I'd walk into my room, and the next thing I know, I'm like, oh.
I got to go back. Oh, man, I hate it. By the end of it, your asshole's all chapped and shit. Oh, I hate that.
It was so bad, dude, but the cookies were so good.
Yeah.
Like, the way she made them, I don't know, it was so good.
All right.
But, yeah, those zero sugar candies, fucking watch out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that was another in, right? Mm-hmm. Or was that an out? That was out, cottage cheese.
Oh, that was cottage cheese?
Yeah,
we were still on cottage cheese?
Yeah, we were still on cottage cheese.
All right. then I have an in.
You have an in?
Yes.
You don't have an out?
No, I have an in to complement your out.
Okay.
In Parmesan cheese.
There you go. Parmesan cheese is good.
Parmesan cheese is really good. You can eat it like a chunk of Parmesan.
Yeah.
Just nibble on it like a snack. It's good. Yeah. Parmesan is lactose free naturally.
Yeah.
So
fucking good, dude.
Yeah. It's fucking tasty, man.
I will back that one up.
Yeah.
I will agree with you. I think Parmesan cheese will be in 2025.
I fucking love Parmesan cheese.
Dude, when you're talking about how you could snack on it, I've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of snacked on it for a little bit. Little blocks, chop off little blocks of it.
Yeah, just a chunk and fucking, just be like a mouse and fucking take little nibbles.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good. Is that an in?
That's an in.
And that leads me to my in.
All right.
My next in is great sandwiches. Not good sandwiches.
Great sandwich.
Great sandwiches.
All right.
Like a really great sandwich.
All right.
Like, you know, you're going to go to the store. You're going to go to a place wherever you like getting your sandwiches. Mm-hmm. You know, it's expensive.
All right.
But you know, they're great sandwiches and it's fucking worth it. I go to this place here in Cotati, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's expensive, but they're sandwiches.
What's the place?
North Bay Sandwich? North Bay Deli, something like that. It's right over there by True Value right there. True Value Hardware right there by the car wash.
That's right.
Yeah.
By
the fish and chips place.
Which is a good fish and chips place, too.
It depends. It depends on who's working.
Depends. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. Yeah. It just depends on who's there.
That is a place that I drive past all the time.
Dude.
But I almost never, I didn't even know there was a sandwich joint there.
Dude, you need to go in there and get a hot pastrami sandwich on a fucking French roll.
I love a good hot pastrami
sandwich. Dude, their hot pastrami sandwiches there are fucking to die for.
And
they're a little expensive. It's like $12 or whatever.
Right.
But they're so worth it. Great sandwiches are in 2025.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm going to go off on this great sandwich thing. Because I love a good corned beef.
Right.
And living in Northern California, my entire life, you just cannot find good corned beef in Northern California. It doesn't fucking exist. It's like people move to the West Coast and forget how to make corned beef right.
Right.
Anyway, there's this place, fucking Grossman's Deli in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
On Railroad Square.
Yeah. I've heard that place.
Yeah, dude. They make their own fucking, what was I talking about? Corned beef. Yeah. They make their own corned beef and it's fucking good, man.
Yeah.
And it's like a proper, like they got like great restaurant delicatessen, you know, in there. The only thing is it's fucking expensive as shit.
That's the thing. Like, if you know it's going to be a great sandwich, and we're not talking Subway.
No.
We're talking, you know, it's a great, you got to hunker in for a sandwich and you're not going to settle.
Exactly.
And you have the money.
Exactly. You're like, I'm going to splurge.
Yeah.
Today, I'm willing to spend, you know.
I'm willing to spend some cash on the sandwich.
And Grossman's it's obscene how expensive it is. As a corned beef sandwich, there's like $16 or $18.
It's obscene.
It's fucking obscene.
That's expensive.
Yeah. But it's good, man. Like, there's nowhere east of the Rockies where you can get a corned beef sandwich that good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, well, here's the downside of it. If you're going to go that far to get really good corned beef,
mm-hmm.
get some really good rye to put it on.
Yes.
And they don't do that. And I know there's good rye in this area, but they don't get it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So you can go there.
See, people, great sandwiches, 2025, it's in.
Yeah. Hard to find.
Hard to find.
But if you can find it, it's in.
Get yourself a great pastrami. Not even just a great pastrami sandwich.
I love a good pastrami sandwich.
Yeah. With some mustard, some onions, some pepperoncinis on that shit, some Swiss. Fuck.
You know, one of my favorite sandwiches, and whenever I tell people, they're like, ew, that's fucking gross, but it's so good. Fucking corned beef, grilled onions, chopped liver. Chopped chicken liver.
Yeah, you had me at the corned beef grilled onions.
Chopped chicken liver, like a bunch of it, like a thick.
You lost me with that.
Yeah, and on a fucking like proper, dense fucking like rye.
Right.
It is so good.
All right, I got one. I got one more out.
All right,
I think maybe I'll have another out, but my last out. Do you have another out? Or did you just do an in? I think you just didn't.
I just did an in. I might have another out.
Okay. I have an out.
All right. Give me.
My last out. Complaining.
Complaining.
I think out complaining is going to be out in 2025.
I hope so.
There's no reason to complain no more.
There's not?
I mean, there is, but I mean, if you're going by the first thing we said in 2025, that's taking it easy.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to complain.
Yeah. All
right. Right? There's too many people in the world that fucking complain about nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They get away with complaining. They go on fucking TikTok and complain about how they think they deserve something that they didn't earn.
Oh, yeah. Those fucking people are so... I think the reason that they get so many... Because some of those people get like fucking million likes.
Yeah.
When they're just being... biggest little bitches.
Yeah. And they're always like, what the kind of kids they are or what kind of people they are. They're the kind of people that, and I said this a long time ago, you can go back to any of our episodes where I've talked about this. You know what started it?
What?
Fucking participation trophies.
That could have been it.
Like they feel like they deserve shit without working for it.
Yeah. I grew up with participation trophies as part of the culture.
Right.
And even as a fucking 6, 7, 8 year old, I knew this was bullshit.
Yeah.
And there were going to be consequences.
Yeah, man. There's consequences of people complaining that they feel like they deserve something that they didn't earn, that they didn't, I don't know. It's usually always complaining about something about society or something about, you know, it's just a drag, man. They're always complaining about how they're not in the right place and time. Or
I get it. When really it's just like you are where you are,
yeah,
when you are,
yeah,
be a fucking grown up and deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I really hope, I'm going on a wild prediction on this one, but I really hope complaining about status and whatever is out in 2025. Maybe if the TikTok ban goes through, maybe that'll happen.
No, because all the TikTok complainers will just move to another platform.
Yeah. Yeah, but some of those people have already tried to move to YouTube and they're not doing too good on YouTube.
Yeah, but that's because TikTok's still around.
Yeah.
Once everybody's scrolling on TikTok, can't scroll on TikTok, they'll be going through the fucking shit on YouTube, the shorts, and the reels on Instagram.
Yeah.
And maybe fucking X will start its own little like video swiping thing.
I think they already have.
Yeah, they probably have. That would be dumb.
X is a dumpster fire, dude. I was on X the other day to mention that we mentioned something about the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking dumpster fire.
I believe it.
It's weird. I had all these fucking. I haven't been on in a while. And maybe that's why, but the algorithm somehow gave me all these fucking people getting in fist fights in the streets. It's all it was in porn.
Porn and fist fights.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's the all-American feed.
I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of glad I'm just posting this one thing and I'm not going to look at this. I'm mm-hmm. done.
Yeah.
So, like, literally it. I just post one thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, X. It used to be fun to be on that.
Yeah.
You could banter with people. You could have little debates.
Yeah, and it would be at the end of the day, you're like, we're all right now. Let's go be human beings in the real world.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But now you can't. Like you say one thing, and somebody takes it and fucking oh,
yeah.
It goes back to my thing. That's out. Complaining.
Yeah. All right. Good.
No more complaining.
Yeah. Complaining's out. All right.
I got one more in.
All right, let's
do it. If we want to do the last in.
Yeah, let's end on a high note.
We're going to end on a high note.
Yeah.
Because I got the best in the world.
Give me an in.
Sitting around.
That's you know what? That complements the chilling.
Uh-huh.
And it complements the light pondering.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're sitting around. You don't got time. You don't got time to like fucking complain. You don't got time to worry about a cottage cheese. Because you're sitting around and you're enjoying the moment.
Enjoying the moment. Yeah.
That's what I really hope people do more in 2025 is enjoy the moment.
That's what I hope I do more in 2025.
Me too. Because I think a lot of, especially for me, like last year, it was like really like, just felt like everything was always rushed and there was a lot going on.
You know, I'm going to wear bell bottoms, corduroy bell bottoms,
hey.
Squeeze up on my rich beef sausage.
There you go.
I'm going to.
Are you going to get some fish tank platforms?
I'm not going to do that. but I will. And it's because my feet aren't great and I need right. zero drop shoes and all that. But you know, I'm gonna sit around. I'm gonna do some light contemplation.
Yeah.
Right. Some soft pondering.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna let my fucking bulge hang high.
Listen to some Limp Bizkit.
Listen to some no Limp Bizkit's out.
Oh, are they? Is that your last out?
You know what? Yes. Yes. Limp Bizkit. Oh, Limp Bizkit was garbage music when it came out, and I loved it.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
But you know, we were I mean, in the year 1999, when Limp Bizkit was doing it all through the Nookie.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what a great song. But like, I will listen to the music that I listened to back then.
Right.
But never.
You don't go back and throw down some Limp Bizkit?
But never have I gone back and been like, oh, you know what album I want to hear? I want to hear the Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
You never want to go back and go, I want to listen to that song. Rolling.
I mean, that song had me rolling when I was fucking 15. But no, I don't. Because it's garbage music, man.
It is. But somehow it's getting big again.
Well, shit. Limp Bizkit and bell bottoms. You know what? You know what? If Fred Durst starts wearing bell bottoms, I might be open to
it. You might be open to it?
Yeah.
If I could pick a music that's out. I'm trying to think of a music that I think is going to be out. That's, you know what? That fucking condensed voiced auto-tune rap.
Okay.
You ever heard that? Like rap where it's like you could hear the auto-tune voice?
Yeah.
It was big for a minute.
Yeah. No, that's not going anywhere, man.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I really hope that would. Fucking. And like old school rap would come back in.
Fucking. Like this British lady, Charlie XCX.
I've heard of her, but she's like.
She's fucking huge, man.
Yeah.
And she's like all auto-tune all the time.
Yeah. See, that's garbage.
But you know what I realized? I was recently listening to like some old, like proper rock and roll music from the 90s that I used to love. And I realized.
Matchbox 20?
No, but like Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay.
Fucking Alice in Chains and shit.
Yeah, I've been on an Alice in Chains kick lately too. Yeah,
but something I realized listening to Stone Temple Pilots, I don't know if auto-tune was a thing when they were making their stuff, but I'm listening to it and I'm like, they definitely fucking like they definitely auto-tuned this voice to put a fucking something into it.
Yeah, I think they used it back then, but it was a newer thing to use.
Yeah, and
back
then it was subtle. Yeah. It wasn't just like, hey, this is the auto-tune hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been on a big Alice in Chains kick lately.
Love Alice in Chains. And they didn't do it to fucking correct bad singing.
Right.
They did it to fucking
enhance the song.
Enhance the song.
Yeah.
Like how do you put harmony in a single voice?
Yeah.
Auto-tune. You can do it with auto-tune.
That's how they used it back then.
Yeah.
It was more. But yeah, there's this documentary on YouTube about Layne Staley, the singer from Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's an AI generated a thing, but it's his voice narrating this fucking documentary. It has to be an AI thing. Yes, he's been dead for a while.
Okay. Then yeah, it's just a deep fake AI voice.
But it's from his book. They actually had a book come out a long time ago before he died or something like that.
Right.
His autobiography.
Oh, well then maybe he fucking recorded the audiobook before he died.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just fucking really good because he talks about his addiction and all this other shit. He talks about how what fame was like and all this. It's fucking really good and it's for free on YouTube. And it got me into this Alice in Chains kick.
I'm going to have to check that. I fucking love Alice in Chains, man.
I mean, they go into the whole breakup of the band and all this stuff. It's really good. But we've been going for a while. I think it's time to end.
All right, yeah.
What are your predictions for 2025, people?
Yeah, what's in, what's out? Let us know.
What's in, what's out? If you've listened to this episode all the way through and you got some, you think I'm crazy for not liking cottage cheese and I think it's going to be out. What do you got? What do you think's going to be in? What do you think's going to be out?
You know what I think's going to be out?
What?
Fucking pet birds.
Yes.
You know what I think is going to be in?
What?
Bird flu.
Bird flu. We're coming close, man. Ebola. We got the E. coli shit going around.
Yeah. I mean, there's always some shit going around.
Yeah. But
at least bird flu is something that we're kind of prepared for.
Like you
remember back in like early 2020 when they did all this shit for COVID.
Yeah.
That was actually stuff that they had prepared for bird flu. So it was mostly useless for COVID because it's a completely different thing.
Right.
But they've been preparing for bird flu since before COVID.
Right. So anyway, on that note, we're going to end the episode.
Yep.
Until next time, people.
Yep.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
And do some light pondering.
Yeah. And chilling and sitting and get, hug those genitals with the bell bottoms.
And enjoy 2025.
Enjoy 2025.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Artlist.io.